Now for the morning cruise. Tips from Buddha.
Nah, not those kind of tips. These kind of tips.
It spills back to Hocking. Trench to the ground that time by Hocking. Hocking towards half forward.
Gary Hocking front. Left foot snap, a beauty.
Footy tips with the morning cruise footy expert and Cats legend, Buddha Hocking.
Here he is, Buddha Hocking.
Yay.
Good morning.
Who has just stripped off his hoodie.
What are you wearing?
And he's got his State of Origin 1998 Enjoy Coca-Cola sponsored Big V sleeveless jumper.
That's brilliant.
That's it.
Did you actually wear that on the field?
I ran in this morning, so I thought I'd better run in. The Big V, bring it back.
Has that been worn?
Yes,
on the ground.
I played in it, 1998, against the Allies up in at the Gabba.
It's a great jumper and a great moment to unveil it.
Thank
as
you.
Well.
while the intro was playing, we're sitting here quietly having a cup of tea, and next thing you know, here he is. What's he doing?
There you go. I thought, let's get into the footy spirit.
No, it's good.
It's been
good.
Lost on everybody, State of Origin,
good.
So I thought I'll...
It still fits you, which is good.
Rip it out. It's breaching at the side.
Snug.
It's all good.
Good on you, Bud.
We'll change his name to Love Handles. Sorry.
All righty, let's get into the footy. Port Adelaide and Melbourne. Who do you like there, Buds?
Millie Porter under the pump. Big Ben Brown, he is expected to come out today from that COVID protocol. He missed last week's game. I'm not sure he's going to get on a plane and be able to be over there tonight to play. Lever back is huge, Mark, for them. That drop-off defender, big, big issues for Port. They could be 0-4. In fact, they will be. I'm tipping Melbourne.
Melbourne.
The Cats and Lions. We're going to save that till last because we need a bit of time to spend on that. That's probably a game of the round, I'd say. So let's skip forward to Saturday afternoon. Swans and North Melbourne at the SCG.
If you've got any gardening, just get that done. Yeah, I'll tip
right.
Sydney.
Righto.
All right, Collingwood versus West Coast Eagles at Marvel, the Pies and the Eagles.
Really impressive, the Pies. I mean, Geelong just got them in the end. That's just a young group that just fell over at the end, but they did everything right. And a nine-goal, three-quarter effort was amazing, but it's just not enough. In today's footy, you've got to be able to play four quarters and do it for 100 minutes. But to go out, Adams has got COVID. They're two big hits. But the Eagles, too, have got their issues with COVID and injuries. I'm going to tip your boys the Pies.
It will be good. I think just as a little side note, too, Craig McRae is going to try and bring in a guy called Ash Young this week, who's 19. He kicked four goals in the VFL last week.
He is young.
He is very young, yeah. So he might be bringing him in. But my favourite's out, so we're all going Pies, which is a good thing.
We are.
Thank you.
Tigers and Doggies.
Big game. Your boys, Mark, the Tigers, they need to get going. These are two teams that were finalists over the last couple of years, so it should be two Rams just going bang, bang, bang. I'll tip the Dogs. I think they'll be too strong.
So just as a quick question, can I ask you something on that? When someone like Dusty Martin isn't in a team, there's lots of press, and is he retiring? Is he can't cope with his dad passing away? Does that upset a team? Like, is that likely to be something that would upset a team?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, like Richmond are a very good team collectively, but some individuals obviously over the last few years have been able to win them games of footy. And look, he plays a role within the team and no one else can fill that role. It's a bit like when Nankervis goes out of the ruck, there's a big hole left, a big void. Riewoldt goes out of the forward line. I mean, they're in that 22, they're in that collective, but their individual talent is what gets missed, and Dusty's been missed a lot.
Mm.
Frio and GWS.
I'll tip Frio.
Sunday at Marvel, the Bombers and the Crows, Buddha.
Millie, the Essendon have really been disappointing. They made the finals last year. Ben Rutten's in COVID, so he's going to coach from the couch.
Mm.
So that's actually going to happen quite regularly now with COVID still around and in the air. So just got to be vigilant, everybody out there. But I'm tipping the Crows. How about their win last week? There was 40 seconds to go. There was a kick in and they're able to move the ball down to the ground. Port Adelaide, we know, are a classy team, well coached, but they just couldn't stop that opportunity to kill the game. And the Crows got up and the showdown, they'll be absolutely livid over there, the Port fans.
Yeah, they will.
Every Crows person walking in the office with their chest pumped out going, you know, there we go, we're the best team in the state.
It really floated that kick from Dawson too. It sort of it just went out and it came back in, didn't it? Yeah. Did you see it?
No.
Yeah, it was good.
No,
I didn't mind it.
Tipping the Crows.
Crows for you.
Hawks and Saints will be a good game.
Big game, Mark. Both teams have been impressive recently. The Hawks just got beaten last week by Carlton by a point. The Saints were really impressive. I'm actually going to tip the Hawks. I think Sam Mitchell's doing a really good job. they'll keep the ball. They'll play a possession game. They'll keep the ball off the Saints, and that'll hurt. So tipping Hawks.
Right. This is a lay down, Mazzara. I reckon Carlton and the Gold Coast Suns. Who
are
you tipping?
Bit of a danger game. The Suns have been sort of somewhat competitive, but yeah, they won't make a blue here. I think Carlton. I'll tip the Baggers.
The Baggers, the beautiful. The Blues. Right.
Let's have a look at the big game: Geelong v Brisbane Friday night, GMHBA Stadium.
Huge, huge game on a Friday night, as you mentioned, Mark. I was there, I think, last year when all the Brisbane fans, there was a COVID breach, and I was sitting in the stand and, you know, like the game was seesawing, and then all of a sudden all the Brisbane people had to go home. I think Brisbane ended up winning. But, look, this is the big one is Selwood out. You know, that's just huge. It was very classy last week, both teams, for his captain breaking efforts, but yep. Resting him now, it seems very strange, Millie.
What is this rotation roster they're talking about?
Well, if you look at his games recently, he's being sort of played at about 55, 60%, 70%. So he's been having a rest in some of the last three rounds. I just think this is so important. They're 2-1, they could be 3-1. Brisbane are on top of the ladder. Opportunity to make a statement, and you need your leader out there. And I just think it's strange, weird. I can't understand it. He needs to play, I think, as an older guy. You just got to keep moving week to week.
Yeah, I remember seeing on the news last night that Chris Scott was saying that they think that'll give them the edge in the finals.
Yeah, well, you got to get there first. So you got to keep winning games. Like, work in the now. We all want to qualify. Every team in the country wants to qualify. But I just find it weird against this team at home. It's their first home game. Like, just Brisbane coming down, go whack, you know, and have your captain there.
Yeah.
Will it cost Geelong the game? Who are you tipping?
I think it will. I'll tip Brisbane.
Wow.
Buddha, thank you. Your boys are taking on Newtown Chilwell Leopold on Sunday.
Two winners from last week, Newtown Chilwell at Elderslie Reserve, 2 o'clock on a Sunday. It's going to be a ripper. Go the Polders.
Going to be
warm,
luck.
27, ice vests out.
I think I might take the jumper down, just cut the sleeves off. Like I'm.
If you missed it earlier, Buddha took his hoodie off just as we went to air, and he's got the big V jumper on, the original one that he wore on the ground for Victoria versus the
Allies.
1998. Love it.
You're enamored with it, aren't you?
Oh, I tell you what, I love it. We got a photo of it too. We'll get it up on Facebook a bit later this morning, along with Buddha's tips.
Wonderful.
Thank you.